A record-breaking $29 billion state budget that would spend more than any previous state spending plan was approved on a mostly party-line vote Friday in the Pennsylvania House. Representative Brian Ellis of Butler County said the House Democrats' plan would jeopardize stimulus funding from the federal government because it fails to address the funding of higher education.
We're getting money in from the federal government, obviously, in the stabilization package. And what people don't realize, it's not just the education funding, which is being screwed up by their plan, but it's also for the Department of Corrections. Simply put, the Democratic proposal does not fund higher education. We are required by the federal law to fund higher education, and if we don't, we're in jeopardy of losing the federal stimulus money. That includes not just for education, about $2 billion worth, but $178 million for the Department of Corrections.
From the state capitol, Mike Davies reporting.